This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A spokesman for Ukraine's armed forces said Friday their counterattacking troops have achieved success along three stretches of the front line of the country's south and east. Associated Press correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
According to Oleksandr Stupin, Ukrainian forces have moved further south of the town of Orykiv in the Zaporizhia region, in the direction of the village of Robotyne, as well as other locations on the boundary between Zaporizhia and the Donetsk province further east. Ukrainian troops advanced also in some areas around Volodovyr in Donetsk, the site of one of the main tank battles in the war. Stupin adds Russian forces have launched more than 60 airstrikes and also made more than 80 attacks from multiple launch rocket systems on the positions of Ukrainian troops and settlements. He added, unfortunately, there are dead and wounded among the civilian population. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Defense ministers continued meetings at NATO headquarters in Brussels Friday. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb was there and told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program there was much discussion about Ukraine joining NATO and concerns about, depending on the timing, how it could affect the war.
Zelensky, as you know, has demanded that Ukraine swiftly join NATO as it battles Russia in a symbolic fight for sovereignty and democracy. But there are a lot of concerns by some of the nations here because they really do not want to poke the Russian bear. If there were guarantees before the war is over, then clearly that could incentivize Russia to start a war with all of NATO. However, if you say that Ukraine can't join until the war is over, that could also incentivize Russia to stay in Ukraine indefinitely. So it's a really, really difficult situation for leaders, and so that's why the time frame is so ambiguous at this time.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden Friday, on the one-year anniversary of his most significant piece of federal gun legislation, called for a ban on assault weapons. Biden was speaking to a friendly audience at a gun safety summit in Connecticut, an audience full of survivors of gun violence and family members of victims. He saluted them for turning their pain into purpose and vowed not to let up on his advocacy for tougher gun laws. Political experts say an assault weapons ban would be next to impossible to pass through a Congress with a Republican majority in the House and a slim Democratic control in the Senate. But Biden said that's what they told him last year.
Bowers now faces the...
I apologize. We have a technical difficulty there on that one. A jury in suspected Boko Haram jihadists have killed 11 farmers in northeast Nigeria, the latest attacks in a conflict-racked region. The attackers stormed farms in the Kuanga Valley, a village of 15 kilometers from Borno State capital Maiduguri, seizing 11 people and slitting their throats. The insurgents rounded up 11 farmers working on their fields, bound their hands behind their backs, and cut their throats, a militia leader told AFP. The attackers chose not to use guns, hoping to avoid alerting soldiers and militia from a nearby village. A dangerous heat wave in the U.S. that helped spawn deadly tornadoes in Texas and Florida threatened Friday to bring more extreme weather to the U.S. South, prompting the U.S. National Weather Service to warn Americans to limit time outdoors over a long holiday weekend. At least four people were killed in twisters that touched down Thursday in the panhandles of Texas and Florida, where flooding also forced about 150 people out of their homes, officials said. Power was out for nearly 500,000 customers in Texas. Louisiana, Mississippi on Friday also lost about 500,000 customers were without power in those cities as well. A jury in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh Friday found Robert Bowers guilty of dozens of federal hate crimes for the killing of 11 worshipers after attacking a synagogue in the city in 2018 in the worst anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. You'll find expanded coverage on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.